Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we're now officially closing in on 23 hours until tomorrow's MLB trade deadline. It's OMF. Mutt and Lou hanging out, talking about the Red Sox and their needs, what the plan is, what the approach will be, what they need to do with you at 617-779-7937. Tyler Devitt is here. Ryan Garvin is here producing. Excellent job as always, boys. And we started the show with some optimism that Max Scherzer would be a Red Sox pitcher by 4 o'clock tomorrow. Now, that has changed thanks to Ken Rosenthal. And it's probably the biggest news of the day since we came on the air 3 hours ago. And that is the Padres, according to Rosenthal, close to a deal for Max Scherzer. We don't know any of the details yet, but boy, what a run for the Padres between Tatis and all the other moves they've made. They are completely going for this thing. The big Machado signing. I mean, this is the goal right up with the Dodgers, and that sets up an absolute war between the Dodgers and Padres here the next 2 months, and at some point in the playoffs, because one of those teams, Lou, still has to play a wild card game. Because one team's going to win the division, one team's stuck in the wild card, and looks like the Padres are going to put Max Scherzer at the top of their rotation.
Yep, it looks like that way, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's officially official, but, I mean, it's pretty close. It
when seems Rosenthal like, so tweets gone. That out, sources close
I think it's a big blow to the Dodgers. Now I expect the Dodgers to be in on Berrios to kind of match that, right? I mean, Kershaw's on the IL. Price is in a rotation right now. Bauer's out, maybe missed the rest of the year. They lost May with Tommy John. So I expect them to go get Berrios. But, yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's like you're going to this rivalry to possibly play a one-game play-in. You know, I mean, there's a chance the Giants, you know, who are beating the Dodgers here again today, I believe, you know, win this division.
They still could. You might have to put Scherzer there at the top. Now,
can I want to be able to a contender. You're running into the odds are you're running into a wild card game, one game. Maybe you get the ball. Maybe Darvish gets the ball.
Okay, let's see if this makes you feel better. Because as I was explaining that, John Heyman just tweeted minutes ago, Padres are surely very interested and aggressive in their pursuit of top trade target Max Scherzer, but source insists there are multiple teams still with a chance. Those teams are believed to include the Dodgers and perhaps the Giants, Red Sox, and another team.
John Heyman tweeted this out.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I
opened this hour saying it's over. John Heyman, Mr. Scott Boras himself, says not over yet. Now, is there a benefit for Heyman, who you made the point earlier is kind of a mouthpiece for Scott Boras, who's Scherzer's agent. Is there any benefit at this point to continue to drag it out that other teams are interested, or is this actual reporting by Heyman? I'm trying to think if there's
if you're trying to get the most, you know, if the Nationals trying to get the most, you know, I don't need the Red Sox involved in this at all. I don't need
as long as the Dodgers
involved.
Are there.
As long as the Dodgers are involved and the Giants are involved, that's all you need. So the Red Sox, I think it just goes back to, obviously, the Red Sox are very interested in acquiring Max Scherzer, which I think might surprises me. You know, again, it was, a couple nights ago, late Monday night, I started thinking about it more, and the next thing you know, Tuesday started gaining some momentum, and here we are. But, you know, the fact that the Red Sox were even in on Max Scherzer, I think kind of says a lot of maybe where they are. Now, we'll find out if he goes to San Diego, what the asking price is. Maybe it is too rich for Heim Bloom's blood. But then again, it's just the fact that they're in on him. I kind of like. Now I want to see where they go next.
I want them in on everybody that's available. Like, I always think, if you're the Red Sox, you should be in the conversations for any viable upgrade for your team. If you don't get the player, that's fine. But it always bothers me when you find out, your team wasn't in on player X. Like, just be in on the conversations. If you don't get it, you don't get it. And Max Scherzer, to be honest, feels like a year early. Red Sox didn't know they'd be in this position. They had no idea they were going to be a real contender this year. So I don't mind if Chaim Bloom does not want to deal, you know, Blaze Jordan or Tristan Cassis, or, you know, pick your top, tippy top, as AOC would say, prospect off their list. But I want him at least there in case he comes for a cheaper price than he expects, and you can go in and grab him.
So it's not over yet. We'll see what happens. Brian O'Halloran, the actual general manager of this Red Sox team, even though we think Chaim Bloom makes all the calls, I get it. He was on with the Greg Hill Show this morning, and they asked him about acquiring a guy like Max Scherzer.
If you can get a top of the rotation type pitcher, you know, of course that would be huge. You know, going down the stretch into October, we're always looking to add pitching. I mean, it's almost never the case. Even, you know, this year we've had a relatively healthy rotation that's been able to, you know, keep us in games and do a really good job and put us in a great position. Doesn't mean you wouldn't look to upgrade any area of your club, including in the rotation. So anytime you can add a top of the rotation starter, you know, you certainly try to do that.
Yeah. And I think they're trying to do that. They may not win out on this, but I mean, when your GM is sitting there and they say, what about Scherzer? What you didn't hear in that cut was, you know, when you get a guy like Max Scherzer, you know, the ask is high. We're trying to rebuild our system. We're trying to not just build for this year, but also build for the future.
Didn't hear
a
that.
Lot of the stuff that Chaim Bloom has been talking about, we didn't hear.
Didn't hear that.
Did not hear when it came to asking about Max Scherzer. None of it. So it's like, what were they willing to give up? I have no idea. Maybe it wasn't enough. You know, we talked about before, Jeter Downs, your number two prospect. Fine, you want him? Let's have him be the centerpiece of this deal. Maybe the Nats said, no, he's hitting 200. And we don't think it's a fluke. We're not sure he's any good.
What
so maybe
for,
that's the problem.
What about Jarren Duran?
I would include Jarren Duran.
Even after last night, you were on the call, you saw him fly around the bases, Fenway Park went nuts.
Yep.
You would trade him in a deal for a guy like Scherzer or Jose Berrios?
I would, especially Berrios, because I got him for 2 years. It's just, I saw him last night run really fast. You know, and I saw him hit a curveball, which is good, which is why he was facing, you know, Matt and not Ray, right? The slider, it was the curveball. So he hit a curveball. But I don't know. I just don't know what he is right now. That's all. I think that the media and the fan base hyped this guy up maybe more than the organization did. I mean, every time you heard Chaim Bloom and you heard Alex Cora talk about him, it was like there's still things to work on. There's still things he can get better at. You know, the swing and miss rate defensively, you know, all of these things, you know, catching up with fastballs up in the zone. And it got to the point where they called him up because you looked around. There's a lot of injuries. And he said, okay, let's do it. A couple weeks before the deadline, let's see. Let's see what he looks like
at this
level.
Well, he's a better athlete than anyone they have on the roster now.
There's no question.
He's their best athlete maybe at the top of the system. That's worth something right there.
I mean, he runs a little bit faster than Franchi. Is he that much better of an athlete than Franchi?
He's a much better athlete than Franchi. Franchi gets credit for this speed that he has. He has not shown anything close to what Jarren Duran showed last night.
Well, he hasn't hit a ball in the gap, and you got to see him run like that. The point is, there's more than being an athlete. There's more to being running. And, you know, he's got to prove that he's not Dalbec. He's got to prove he's not Chavis. He's got to prove that he's not easily pitched to with fastballs up in the zone. You know, and until you see that the strikeout numbers were high in AAA, they remain high here. 11 punchouts, I think, in 27 at-bats. Like, this is an adjustment that young kids need to make. He was hyped up. He could be a good player. I'm not saying he's not going to be a good player. But for some reason, you know, it was like you're searching for this next guy, and you sort of felt like he was, well, he's almost talked about like he was Devers, Bogarts, Mookie. And I don't think he is. And I think the organization tried to tell you that. But the numbers down in AAA, because he hit some home runs, caught everybody's eye. It was a 270 average in AAA. It wasn't like he was hitting 320, 340.
Well, see, whether it's Scherzer or Berrios or Rizzo, we'll get to all these names in a second. The reason why it's important to focus on the Red Sox in the next 20-some-odd hours or whatever is because everyone around them has gotten better. You know, the Yankees added Joey Gallo. Strikes out a lot, but huge power. Blue Jays got a closer today. The guy, they're going to have a lockdown closer. They'll put Romano in that setup spot. They went and got Brad Hand from the Nationals. The Houston Astros, Lou Thinks, got better than anybody. You know, they loaded up their bullpen. They had bullpen issues. They went and got two or three bullpen arms. All pretty good, including the closer, Kendall Graveman, having a great year. White Sox added Cesar Hernandez. We know the Rays added Nelson Cruz, and my guess is they're not done yet. Like, every American League, the A's added Sterling Marte. All the American League contenders got better.
Yeah.
All the whispers from Fenway Park have been, we're going to make a trade. You're now in a position where you can't just make a trade for luxury. You've got to make a trade to stay with the other contenders that made moves. And it doesn't have to be Scherzer. I mean, I would take...
I think
the first base upgrade over... If you told me you could only do one of those two, starting pitcher or first baseman, I still think first baseman's a bigger need. With Tanner Houck, who got sent down, we'll explain that in a second. There's enough depth there. At first base, there is literally nothing. It's a strikeout machine and average to below average defense.
I tend to agree with you, okay? Because, first off, this bullpen need that everybody thinks they have. So what kind of bullpen arm are you looking for? You know, like, I don't see Kimbrel coming here, okay? So you're going to try to...
Expensive.
Will you find a guy that is better than Matt Barnes right now? I know,
I'm not sure you can.
People don't trust Matt
Barnes.
Get it. But, okay, so can you find a setup guy better than Josh Taylor right now? Can you find a guy that's been throwing the ball better than Adam Ottavino?
Okay, these are not definite. Go ahead, yeah.
Teams like Houston don't have any of them.
None.
So they needed to go out and get two of them, and they did. They got another third arm, too. So they needed to get to where you were.
Yep.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go find a reliever that isn't a given, that over like 15 innings in the next 2 months, is he going to be better than Sarumora or Darwinson? Is he going to be better than Garrett Whitlock? Is he going to be better than Tanner Houck? I just gave you seven names.
Good arms.
Who are you
good
looking arms. For? So now you go to the rotation. Can he be better than Garrett Richards? Yes. Do you think Garrett Richards is going to pitch in October?
I hope not.
No.
Hope
is
not.
He going to be better than Martin Perez?
You think
Martin Perez is going to pitch in October?
The way that Cora's managing, I'd be very lucky to see him.
No, I just gave you seven names. Guys, multiple innings out in that bullpen. Neither one of them are. Okay, so you know what kind of pitch? You're going to get another Nick Pivetta, a guy that takes the mound, another Jake Peavy, who you don't really know what you got. So, yeah, first baseman, you need it. But I'll say this. If they are still on Scherzer, if it's not official yet, I'm not surprised that they don't make a move until Scherzer is gone. If they're highly in on Scherzer, they need to find out who the prospects that they might want might be used, or some of a couple of them or one of them might be used in something else. So they need Scherzer's their number one target. If they don't get Scherzer, now we start diving into other starters. Now we start diving into first basemen. Because if Rizzo's your guy, maybe the fourth guy in this Scherzer deal, the third guy in the Scherzer deal, is the lead guy in the Rizzo deal. You know what I'm saying? So you can't do anything until you're out on Scherzer.
Well, I would if that blocks them from end up making a move, we find out they were too deep on Scherzer, and they get blocked from Rizzo, whatever the first base upgrade. Because it's funny, as you're doing what you just did, it's a good exercise to go through their pitching staff. You immediately go to first base and go, could that somebody better than Bobby Dalbec or Franchi Cordero or Michael Chavis? The answer is yes, 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 and it shouldn't cost you that
and those,
much.
Those guys, as of right now, are playing for you in October, and you got to address that.
And you get every single day. Position players are not being moved yet. The one thing I'll say, I mean, Cesar Hernandez got moved today. Somebody reported yesterday. It's a buyer's market when it comes to positional players. So hopefully that's the card that Bloom is playing. And hopefully it's not we get too caught up in Scherzer and miss out on one of these guys at first base. Because that, ironically, is still a bigger need. We talk about all the stars pitching. First base is a bigger need for this team based on Bobby Dalbec, one of three players in all of baseball, with more strikeouts than total bases.
Yeah, no, I agree. And until hopefully this Scherzer thing gets straightened out one way or another here soon, and then you could sort of move on, call the other teams back and say, okay, now we're ready to move on pitcher X, on first baseman X, whatever it might be, right? But when you start talking about the Red Sox and their needs, every name they bring up, I don't plan on seeing in October. Workman sucks. Got to find someone better. He's probably gone when Brazier gets back here. He's probably gone when Houck comes back up. Like, he ain't pitching in October. Got to get someone better than Rios. Valdez and Workman and Perez and Richards. Those five guys aren't throwing. Okay, Houck's on this roster, one's gone. Sale's on this roster, two's gone. Brazier's on this roster, three's gone. You add another arm here at the deadline, most likely a fourth guy's gone. Start thinking about, October. Now, what Heim Bloom is doing with Tanner Houck down in AAA is thinking about August and September. He's thinking about, okay, I know what I got come October, Sale. Maybe I add another guy that can compete with Pivetta for Game 4. But I need to get to August and September. I need to make sure my pitchers, I don't lose two guys in the first week of August and there's no trade deadline, waiver deadline. I can pick up somebody. So I'm going to send Houck down. He's my depth. I need to add a pitcher.
So to that end, we had Alex Cora on earlier today. He glowed about Tanner Houck here with us on OMF.
You can see the at-bats, from your first at-bat to the second one, is hard. Yesterday he attacked those guys down in the zone early and was able to expand away with the slider, and then he was able to elevate. And, your fastballs, they're different pitches, sinkers down and in, four-seamers up and away, and it's hard to cover both. And he's been doing a good job. And this kid is impressive. You know, the way he goes about his business, the presence on the mound, it gets your attention. And, you know, he's going to keep helping us win ballgames.
Well, he's going to, but it won't be this week. Because after we talked to Alex Cora, like minutes after Cora joined us, reports started coming out, and Alex Speer had it first to his credit, that the Red Sox, after last night's game, had sent him back down to AAA. We all got we raised our eyebrows, say, what does this mean? A trade's coming. What does this mean for the Red Sox going forward? Cora explained a few minutes later during his media availability.
I mean, it's about roster flexibility. Tanner's going to pitch in the doubleheader on Saturday in Toronto. We got an off day on Monday, so for now, it makes sense to, you know, go somewhere else, you know. But as you guys know, he's going to be a big part of it, of what we're trying to accomplish. He's a big part of it already. So it just happens that roster-wise right now, in the upcoming days, this is where we're going.
So the key phrase there is go somewhere else.
In this case, the WooSox.
Well,
Polar Park.
I think go somewhere else means roster-wise. So we can keep Tanner Houck up here, even though, you know, I don't want him to pitch against Detroit. They got Toronto, then they got Tampa. He'd be scheduled to pitch in Detroit. And maybe that lineup, I don't know the lineup off my head. I know they're not a very good team, but I know they're scoring a lot of runs lately. So are there a bunch of lefties in that lineup? Then we would much rather have him face Toronto in that doubleheader Saturday the 7th. Then we'd also much rather have him face New York in that doubleheader on the 17th of August, because those two teams are right-handed dominant. So we're going to go somewhere else. Going somewhere else is Connor Wong, who I think might just stay on this roster. They brought him up for that one day. I don't know. Maybe they bring him up. Maybe going somewhere else might be something else. But I'm thinking Connor Wong, because maybe Plawecki gets some time at first base.
Well, he's pit the last week or so when he's gotten in there.
He's talked about how, yesterday he talked about how he didn't want him at first because of his legs and everything else. But if you keep a guy like Connor Wong up here, does that allow you to put Plawecki at first? I'm just saying going somewhere else to me is whether maybe it's the deadline. You know, maybe they know tonight, you know, they're going to make a move, and going somewhere else is someone in this locker room tomorrow that they're going to trade for. But it's just, to me, it's, we don't need him to throw against Detroit. I need him to throw against Toronto. It's a good matchup for him. So if we're not going to use him till next Saturday and we can call him up because of the doubleheader, let's send him down and get another body in this roster.
So you're going to be there Saturday to watch Chris Sale with the Marshfield team?
I am, this Saturday.
Guess who's going to back up Sale? Tanner Houck. You're gonna see Sale and Houck pitch in the same game.
He texted me about it too. So yeah,
you can text Alex like you did last time to make sure Sale could pitch Saturday.
I don't know,
because Tanner Houck is the right-handed Chris Sale according to everybody. You're gonna see Chris Sale and then the right-handed Chris Sale.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm just saying. I think he threw too many pitch on a Wednesday to have 2 days off and come back. So I would expect, and that's the thing. I think what you'll see, what they're able to do now by sending him down, is he can pitch, say, like on Tuesday, and he can go two or three innings and sort of have a little breather going
into
that Toronto
game. So stay on track to start in that Saturday game.
Yeah, and not being a big league game and push the kid to 85, 90 pitches.
I'm sure Alex will take care of it. Mo's in Lowell on Max Scherzer at 617-779-7937. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, Mo.
Good, Mo.
Hey, quick question. First, I want to take a trip down memory lane with Lou. Lou, I was sitting in section 21. Right. On a warm June evening back in 1998 when you hit your first home run after you were brought up to the big leagues.
Beautiful.
And I happened to be sitting right in front of your dad.
All right,
and
very
I
nice.
Thought,
that's
I
boring.
I know.
I'm with
that
you.
That was
nice.
Awesome.
No, it's nice.
Cool. It was very, very cool to see your family there.
You're boring,
you
everybody.
did you tell me? Did you say, sit down. I'm trying to watch the game.
No,
sit down.
No. All I remember is that VFW jacket was like a black VFW jacket.
Quit boring, everyone.
Okay, here we go.
Right, go ahead.
So, can we just stop on the Scherzer talk? Because there's a couple of things, like I told you, calls.
Uh-oh. Did we lose
his deal is a deferred deal. So, on his seventh year, he's counting $34 million against the cap. So, the Red Sox, if they took on that contract, would have to pay the $11 million remaining on his contract, plus they would go over the luxury tax, plus they would give up a bunch of prospects. Silly little fun fact about his contract. He has 7 years and $15 million a year deferred. So who's going to eat that?
They don't pay it.
I think who's the team, that, I think the Washington, I think the Nats pay that.
Washington pays it because it's for services he already had underneath them. It's the same as Greinke last year when he was traded to Houston. Arizona eats all of the deferred money. So there is only, his salary is actually like $9 million remaining. That's what the team that gets him will be on the hook for, not the deferred money from the past.
So, no, not deferred money from the future.
Yes.
From next year to 20.
No, that deferred money is from the money he makes, he's already made.
Thanks, Mom.
He had a very strange contract. But whoever gets him will not pay that deferred money in the future of any of it. It'll be what's left here. Just same thing as Greinke when he went to Houston. So it's not. I know what you mean. It's a complicated contract, but no one's responsible for that deferred money.
But
Washington.
So the money and the luxury tax thing, I don't care about. The prospects, I do. And I will tell you the one fear I have about this. Jim Bowden yesterday had a report saying that ownership essentially went to Chaim Bloom and it was encouraging. That was the word, encouraging him to make a Max Scherzer deal. And if this is them now deciding to get back into baseball matters, I want no part of it. I want John Henry focused on Liverpool. I want Tom Werner I'd love him to be the commissioner of baseball. It'd be better than Manfred. That'd be great for us. I want Sam Kennedy to worry about ticket sales and Fenway Sports Group. I do not want the ownership of this Red Sox team anywhere near baseball. Chaim Bloom came here. The first thing he was told was go trade Mookie Betts. He got that right. And since then, he made a bunch of trades that immediately put this team in contention to be a World Series contender this year. Do not start forcing trades on him. Do not start telling him, here's what we want as the ownership. Let him run baseball and O'Halloran and the three or four other assistant GMs they have there and get the hell out of his way. If we hear it tomorrow that they make a deal or don't make a deal because ownership had a big say in it, that will piss me off royally.
Yeah, listen, I agree. But I think here's the way I think you should look at what those comments were encouraging to make a push for Scherzer. When Chaim Bloom showed up and the day he, you know, whatever, was interviewed and the future of the organization is what it looks like. Number one, you got to trade Mookie. Can you do that? Whatever, all right? You've done it in the past. Trade stars.
Yep.
Number two is we're doing it. We're going to stay under luxury tax, and we're probably going to stay under it the year after because this is a rebuild. We want you to build up the farm system. What I think that is being said there from John Heyman, I think who had it, is we just want to let you know that we're okay now, even though this was what we told you when you got the job.
I hope so.
We are okay if you go get Scherzer, which will put us over the luxury tax. If you dive into that minor league system, you know, which is something that we told you is very important moving forward, and that's why you're here. So I think it was more of like a green light to be able to do something that's a little bit uncomfortable based on the job description when he was first hired. Now, if they were to force him to do a deal he wasn't comfortable with, if they were forcing him to trade away prospects, that he's like, okay, I can't do this. But I think it's more of if you find something that you're comfortable with, just to let you know, okay, we'll deviate from the minor league rebuild and going under and staying under luxury tax for this guy.
That better be it. If they're deciding now what to do, that would bother me. We'll get back to your phone call in a second. So the NBA is trying to steal the thunder from baseball on this trade deadline day. Shams just tweeted this out. This is wild. The Lakers and Wizards are engaged on a trade that would send Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, sources tell the Athletic and Stadium. Westbrook wants to move elsewhere, and the Lakers are his preferred destination, sources said.
How does that even happen?
Baseball.
I'm just saying, like, you know, contract-wise. Tyler?
He doesn't. Nobody knows.
They would need some more money here because the talk is just Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, and Kontavious Caldwell-Pope. That's not enough money. I think Westbrook makes like $40, $42 million a year.
Right.
It's one of the worst contracts in the NBA. So they would need more, probably throwing first-round picks, maybe a trade exception or two. I'm not really sure how they would pull it off, but they're trying.
They're working on two deals right now. Either Buddy Hield, who's good, or Westbrook. LeBron's reloading again.
And the price to upgrade from Hield to Russell Westbrook is just KCP, Kontavious Caldwell-Pope, and a first-round pick. That's it. Just do it.
Westbrook, LeBron, Anthony Davis.
That team's throwing up a bunch of bricks outside.
They certainly are. They're also, wouldn't they be the co-favorites away to go win the thing?
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Right there with the Nets.
They already are.
What?
Listen, if LeBron and Anthony Davis are healthy,
they were the third choice then. If they get Westbrook, they're going to be the second choice.
They're going to be healthy. But yes, if they're healthy, absolutely.
Would that be a bigger trade than the Scherzer one?
Celtics are 50-1 to win the NBA championship. And the Lakers are about to get Westbrook.
I mean, it's there. I mean, it's Westbrook, Scherzer. I mean, it's like, you know, do the best of the game.
Let's see what happens with the odds after we get that 45th pick.
That's true. They could get that kid from Iowa.
I guarantee it'll be the greatest player in the draft. They got a steal, and I can't believe he slipped to 45.
George
this kid can play.
George in Providence and the Red Sox. Hi, George.
Hey, guys. Hey. I saw the Yankees make the signing for Joey Gallo, and a lot of Red Sox guys are concerned. People are saying we need to make a move. I think we're all set. I mean, we're in first place, and they're trying to come after us. We've got a kid in the farm system, Justin Trudell. I mean, He puts three fingers in his gloves.
George, he's too big. George, we've seen Trudeau. He's not that athletic. I mean, we've seen Justin. He's a good producer, but he's not that athletic. They desperately need a first baseman. And this is what is annoying me now about this whole entire...
Can he hit a fastball up?
Three plus out. What's that, Trudeau?
Hit a fastball up or
no? Trudeau, no. Yeah. He's you don't want to see him hit. Okay. No.
Jerry
and
America, he can't.
And he can't run. He cannot run. I don't know. Curtis said that. He got canceled. He said that.
Is that why I don't see him around the building?
Meanwhile, you're sitting here getting so excited about Max Scherzer now. Three plus hours. You're annoyed that Scherzer's going to go to the Padres.
I don't want it done.
We're underrating how important first base is.
I would agree.
I want to center this again. I want to say it cleanly so we all can hear how bad the year has been for Bobby Dalbec, or as Dave O'Brien calls him, Bobby D. Unfortunately, the best thing about Bobby Dalbec right now, he's got a fun name to say on TV, Bobby D. Because when he gets to the plate, he strikes out. 106 strikeouts, 104 total bases, one of three guys in baseball, more Ks than total bases. They cannot go into October. I don't care, even if they get Scherzer. He cannot be everyday first baseman the next 2.5 months.
And again, because he's an October player. Your starting first baseman plays in the playoffs. Okay, that's just the reality of it. And all these other holes that everybody keeps talking about, whether it is Workman, Rios, Valdez, Richards, and Perez, I don't plan on seeing them in the postseason.
I hope not.
I plan on seeing maybe Richards or Perez is in the bullpen, and the only time you're going to see them, you're going to be pissed anyways because it's going to be 5-0 in the third. And they're going to just be the guy that's going to save your bullpen for the games that matter. So I'm not going to see them in the postseason. You can bitch all you want about how they got to get someone better than Workman. I got to get rid of the better Berkman. Get someone who's better than Workman. It ain't about Workman. He ain't playing. As a matter of fact, I'll be surprised if he's on the team in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But first base? So you start talking about, like, you start whittling it down to, like, the real needs. If Scherzer's off the table, first base is your only need. You may want another pitcher, a starter. But as far as needs go, it's got to be first base. You've got to start thinking about who plays in October.
We get an option at first. I haven't heard this name yet. This is interesting. Luke Voit might be available to clear some salary room.
Oh, my God.
According to Jack Curry of Yes, current targets include Trevor Story and bullpen upgrades. But how about Luke Voit? Any thoughts on Luke Voit at first?
I hate Luke Voit.
I've never liked Luke Voit. Guy hits.
Yeah,
he mashes.
He can't stay healthy, number one. But number two,
where's that cool chain?
Do you honestly believe that the Red Sox have a hole at first and the New York Yankees are going to say, here?
They handed you Adam Ottavino.
Yeah,
and said,
they thought,
don't want to pay this
when
guy.
They thought
have
you
a
sucked.
Setup man.
When they thought you sucked. When they thought they were good. You know, and it's like, the Joey Gallo trade. They lost, 14-0 in the Rays today? The Gallo's a good player. He takes walks. He hits 220. He hits bombs. But, I mean, it's like, they got another guy that just strikes out a lot. And it's like, and by the way, they had Texas eat some money. So they're still under 210 luxury tax, which apparently is very important to them for some reason.
I saw they're paying all the salaries of Gallo and
the kid they got.
The reliever was pretty good.
I mean, can you imagine if the Boston Red Sox had the team the Yankees thought they had going into the season? And refuse to go over the luxury tax.
We would shred like them the every Yankees day. Are. We should. We should be shredding.
And then
every
at the
day.
Deadline, you're still trying to remain under the luxury tax with every move you make. You give up more prospects, so they eat more money.
Well, if the Red Sox don't do anything, don't we have the right to go after them for that? If we
Absolutely.
Don't spend any money between now and tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
It's a first baseman. Like again, bare minimum. It's got to be a first baseman. Bare minimum. If they don't get an arm. We can have that discussion. People, I'm sure, will still be pissed, but we can go back to talking about who's pitching in October because I guarantee that if they don't pick up an arm, it's going to be like, I don't want to see Richards in the postseason. You won't. I don't want to see Workman. You won't. I don't want to see Rios. You won't. Perez, you won't. First base, you got to get that.
All right, your Red Sox calls are next year on OMF after a trending with Tyler.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I love doing these camp observations. I want to get some of Mike Reese's breakdown of day two at Patriots camp coming up in a couple of minutes. But you guys are lined up on the Red Sox and the trade deadline. Nothing doing today, which is a real waste of our production time today. We spent all this effort trying to figure out what sound to play when the Red Sox make a trade. It's been 3 hours and 33 minutes. They've done nothing.
What do we got? What do we got for a drop?
So the Red Sox make a trade.
Yep.
It'll sound like this.
Nice, I like it. Okay,
but more importantly, if there's a baseball trade that doesn't involve the Red Sox, it'll sound like this.
I think the trade has to be not only guys coming in, but some of these guys going out.
It's a good point.
I mean,
he's outstanding.
Find me a better succinct breakdown of how a trade works.
I mean, you can't. Good luck trying. Good luck trying on that one.
Unfortunately, we played that once.
And you're telling me that guy doesn't know what cucumbers are?
Let's talk to the people, shall we? 617-779-7937. First base is the need. Let's talk to Rob and Swampscott waiting patiently here on OMF with Mutt and Lou. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Rob.
What's up?
Hey, so Lou, full transparency, I'm the guy before COVID who used to call you up and bust your balls about the Bruins.
But
I'm calling you to say I absolutely agree with you in your assessment of Rizzo being too expensive and having to give too much up.
He might be.
Let me just give, but just hear me out, all right? When you brought up Shope, all right? Shope is playing in Detroit, a pedestrian team that's overachieving.
Let's go. Yep.
And in that lineup, okay, in that lineup over the last month, he is basically averaging, scoring a run every other day, and he's knocking in two runs every 3 days. And he's batting .323. So if you want to know what a player is more probably than not going to do, other than the exception of coming back from an injury, what they're currently doing is what they're more probably than not going to continue to do. Baseball is a trendy sport. Hot hitters tend to stay hot. Cold hitters tend to stay cold until they do something different. Shope is the best guy, and you're not going to pay a lot of money for him. Well, and he's gettable.
And he's a rental. And thanks for the call, Rob. I agree. And you talk about the last whatever games. Jonathan Scope, who plays first base, and he can play some second base, so there's some versatility there as well, and you know they love that.
Tigers are hot right now, man.
But it goes back further than 23 games. You know, the month of April, he hit like .180. Since May 1st, he's hitting .307, the .861 OPS. He's got 15 bombs. I mean, we saw him in Baltimore. All the kid does is hit, period, end of story. And he's a rental. You know, you start talking about Rizzo. Again, I'll take all these guys. I'll take Rizzo. You know, Crone is my fifth choice, even though Crown Royal is my number one choice.
Yeah, but I mentioned it months ago, and now Fitzy's like, oh, I trade for Crone. Okay, gotcha, Fitzy.
I mean, listen, Scope and Santana. Santana's 2 years, you know, and then I would go Aguilar down in Miami. And then it's Rizzo, and then it's Crone. But I'll take all of them. It's just there's an order of preference that I have.
Rizzo, top of my list.
I mean, fine.
Because of the track record.
You know, fine. I'll hope for a little bit of change of scenery. I know defensively, he's good. He's good in the locker room. He's won before. I don't mind Rizzo. I just think there's two or three other guys that I'd rather have. But he is a lefty, which can help too.
See this note today on social media. His last at bat, Rizzo's, before he got traded from the Portland Sea Dogs. Home run, September 2016.
Oh.
Last at bat was a homer. See if his next is.
So he's going to kind of keep things going a little bit for him?
I got a Scherzer update for you. Ready?
Go ahead.
Ken Rosenthal. Sources say other teams are still trying to top the Padres for Scherzer. Nationals and Padres essentially have agreed on players in trade. Situation may be complicated by Scherzer's ability to veto any trade and effectively choose his next club. Rosenthal basically saying that he might not want to go to San Diego, right?
Wow.
If they had the deal done, what's stopping it now is Scherzer might not want to go to the Padres.
You know, and again,
is he friends with Chris Sale? We Google Tyler. He's not paying attention. Google, see if Scherzer's friends with Sale. Because Lou mentioned this a couple days ago, and it's an interesting point. If Scherzer was sold on, I want to pitch with Chris Sale, top of rotation, would he be into that? Like, is there any track record where Scherzer and Sale being buddies? I just would love to know that for my own edification. But go ahead. I stepped on you there. Your thoughts on the Padres maybe not being the destination for Scherzer?
Well, I said it before. I mean, the race, you know, to get to the Padres, you're 5.5 games out of first place. 5.5. So you're going out to San Diego to be in a wild card one game play-in that they may hand the ball to you, Darvish.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
It doesn't guarantee a damn thing. And that's one of the selling points here in Boston. And they're pretty much it's the three California teams in Boston. Well, yeah, I'm going to put you up there with Chris Sale. We got a two-game lead in a division. You know what I mean? Sales, and we're basically not just adding you. We're adding Chris Sale, too, to a team that's got two-game lead. So, you know, would you rather go through the NL West and play in a wild card game where they may not give you the ball? You know, at least if you, I mean, the Dodgers are 2.5 back. And I know it's a lot of baseball to be played, but 5.5 back with two very good teams in front of you isn't exactly the easiest thing in the world. You could catch fire, but I don't know. It does. It sounds like that he's not all in on San Diego.
That's the only way you can read that. Because if the Padres and Nats have agreed on the deal, basically, and they can't get it done, then Scherzer is telling them, at least for now, I don't want to go to San Diego. That's good for you as a Red Sox fan, because unless he really wants to go to the Dodgers, maybe the easiest path or path of least resistance to the World Series might be through Fenway Park. So did Alex Cora make a pitch that he and Sale are the right combination? Boy, would I love to know. Any Scherzer Sale internet news there?
I can't find any sort of evidence they are friends.
Too bad.
No.
Owen is in the great town of Westford on the Red Sox. What's
hey,
up,
how
Owen?
How you doing?
Hi, Owen.
If you couldn't get a Rizzo, just a little... What about Mancini from Baltimore? I know he's not the greatest fielder, but he can hit pretty good.
Here's my issue, and we had a caller. I heard a caller to the station earlier bring up his name. Why are the Orioles going to be in a real hurry to go and deal like their lone star? Like, I understand they're in a rebuild; they stink. But I don't view the Orioles as looking to go rush out and trade Trey Mancini. They have plenty of prospects. They're rebuilding. Is that a guy they're looking to trade in division? To the Red Sox seemed unlikely to me.
The other thing, too, is the other way to look at it is, and I agree, everything that's surrounded by Mancini, right? Coming back, beating cancer, getting on the field. It's such a great story. He's comeback player of the year. Can you justify it as we're going to trade you to Boston and we're going to finally put you in the playoffs? You know, we're going to give you an opportunity to play, doing him a favor, giving him like the Ray Bork treatment type of thing. You know, I don't know. Mancini, okay, he's another name you want to throw in there. Haven't heard much of Baltimore's even interested in trading
in division.
Trey Mancini,
a star first baseman. I like the player, love the story. Fought cancer, came back, and was it's been a stud this year. It doesn't make any sense. It's like we joked about Luke Voit earlier. You know, the Yankees are going to be no real rush to, you know, go and make this thing move. It doesn't make any sense to me. I need an upgrade at first base. The Red Sox know it. Mancini, not so much. NBA up. It's non-Red Sox. So
the
play
trade has to be not only guys coming in, but some of these guys going out.
You're gonna like this, Lou. Jeff Passan, the LA Dodgers are acquiring lefty Danny Duffy from the Royals, according to ESPN. Now, Duffy just went on the IL. He's hurt. But if they're trading for a starter right now, on the eve of the trade deadline, guess who they're not getting? Max Scherzer. Unless the Royals are giving away Duffy because he's hurt.
Isn't Duffy hurt?
I just said he's on the IL. He just got put on the IL. They said, I think 3 to 4 weeks.
That's what I mean. Like, what that doesn't, to me, it's, that doesn't take it away. I think they are so hurting right now. Again, you got to remember, like, they don't have, Kershaw's on the IL. Bauer might be done for the year. You know, they lost May early in the year. They still got some good pitching, but they might need, if they get still go after a guy like Scherzer, they still may be in the market for a secondary guy. You know, and that might be the cheap secondary guy. Are we sure the medicals? Are we think he's going to be back in a week to 10 days? You know what I mean? Like, you don't trade for the guy if he's out the rest of the year, but if you get word that he's definitely back in 10 days, he feels good, whatever. You see the medicals. You say, okay, that's that secondary guy. We can get him now cheap, and now let's concentrate, still concentrate on Scherzer.
Here was the Tuesday report from NBC. Dayton Moore said he expects Danny Duffy, who's dealing with the forearm issue, to return in 3 to 4 weeks. So that puts him back in, you know, middle of September?
End no, of
I'm
August.
Sorry, middle of August. Yeah. Jeez, I'm a month ahead.
Yeah. End of August, whatever
so,
it is.
Maybe it doesn't blow. But I'm going to take that as good news if you're a Red Sox fan, that maybe Max Scherzer is not going to the Dodgers. Then there is this just a couple of minutes ago from Woj, not on baseball, but on the NBA, because we heard the breaking news earlier this hour. The Lakers on the verge of acquiring Russell Westbrook from the Wizards. Woj says the trade that Washington is working on that would send Russell Westbrook to a lot of pieces in L.A. is being made with Bradley Beal in mind, creating some salary cap flexibility for the future to add talent around him, according to ESPN. The idea of returning to his L.A. roots has been appealing to Westbrook. So Woj in Washington spinning it is, no, this is not the beginning of a wholesale sell-off for us. This is so we can make it more likely Bradley Beal wants to stay.
Does that free up money for a Jason Tatum move?
Oh, don't say that.
I mean that's 3-4 years down the line. Way far. That's you're asking about Washington grabbing a guy like Chris Paul, a Kawhi Leonard if he opts out, Kyle Lowry. Like, are those guys that you can really realistically get and would want to have Brad Beal stay in Washington? I don't think this helps it at all. It actually makes it look worse.
I would think less attractive. I don't think Beal wants to sit there and give this organization another 3 years to try to see what they come up with.
Yeah, cap room. You know what I mean? We'll be better in 2 years.
Yeah,
we'll,
give us a couple more years. We'll use this. I think I'm good here. It's time to move on. I don't think that's with him in mind.
Yeah,
I don't buy that.
The best free agents in the market right now that Washington could use the cap space on is Mike Conley, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Otto Porter, Victor Oladipo, Tim Hardaway.
No.
Those guys are all.
Yeah, you're not being good at all if you're Washington let alone next year.
No.
And yeah. So, and I want to thank John. He did tweet us a picture of Scherzer and Sale hugging each other in an All-Star game.
Oh, there you go.
Sure means it's like super friendly, but
I heard Scherzer's actually at Logan right now with Hertz.
Yes.
Oh, is there a picture of that? Is
next to Larry Fitz.
Max, at the deadline, we're going to acquire you and Chris Sale, okay? Now, think about that. We already got a 2-game lead, Max. You want to go out there in San Diego, 5.5 games back, playing a 1-game wild card? As a matter of fact, I was told they're going to start Darvish in that game. They're not even going to start you. You really want to be part of that?
Well, that's pretty good. That's very good.
You
might not start the game.
Yeah, you want to do that. Like, Sale, listen, we know he's a great pitcher, but he's still coming back from Tommy John. We'd hand you the ball game one. We'll go Sale game two. Trying to protect him anyways, a little bit physically.
Come on. I got Chris right here. Chris, talk to Max. Hey, Max. Yeah, I'll give you the ball in game one.
Wave this thing.
You're still holding on hope.
I am.
You are holding out hope.
But I'll say this. It's got to get done soon because I want them, if not, move over.
We're closing
Nightingale
in on
Dodgers still trying to acquire Max Scherzer while they grab Danny Duffy. So basically, Nightingale saying the Dodgers are still on Scherzer.
Of course they are. Mm-hmm. This hour of Home F brought to you by Dana-Farber Brigham and Women's Cancer Center. Let's take the first step together at youhaveus.org. Of course, we have Brian Barrett, my guy coming in, filling in for a very mini Monday night, then Red Sox baseball, weather permitting. Because breaking news, there's thunderstorms in the forecast in July. In Boston.
Oh, I know.
So we'll see if they play. Screwed up your baseball earlier today. I know that. It's going to screw up the Fenway faithful tonight. But you know what? Barrett's going to have, there's enough trade talk to fuel 10 hours of sports talk right now. What do you want?
You guys like rap music?
I love rap music.
You guys like football?
I like football.
Sure. Oh, you were going to love what Tyler and I have found for Last Call.
Great tease. It's next.
Nice.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is OMF on EEI.
Last call here on OMF, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. It's that simple. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Before we get to some NFL wrapping, we have this NBA update. Seconds ago from Woj, the Cleveland Cavaliers are acquiring Timberwolves guard Ricky Rubio, who Tyler brought up earlier, a 2022 second-round pick and cash for Taurean Prince, sources tell ESPN. So, at least not for now, no Ricky Rubio as point guard of the Celtics. What, you have an NFL wrap today for us to get out of here? Ty, let's go.
We got two things that we can hit. We've got bad NFL wrapping, and then we also have a very awkward moment from the Olympics. We have time for both.
I choose just one of, pick one of the two.
Okay.
I want Barrett to have a full mini mud at night tonight. Okay?
Me too.
Pick the best of the two. You're in charge. And you go with it.
Well, after careful deliberation, I have decided to play for the audience Cole Beasley.
Ooh.
Cole Beasley, who's a pretty good football player.
Anti-vax rap?
Not so good a rapper, though. Listen to this.
Jizzo going crazy. Swing and I swing, and I swing and I swung. I don't pop the trunk, bitch. I came in a truck. I'm a country motherfucker, grew up playing in the mud. Learned it at an early age, never played with a gun. The whole world can D with no hands. They all love to see me fall like the seam of those pants. Kill you with opinions, disagree then go ham. The sense of me would be like trying to cover me with no hands. Not a chance in a couple million. Y'all change the colors that's around you like you a chameleon. If D.I.D. is red, it's so it's having f***ing feelings. I'ma be bees to the day the legal come to kill them. They ain't f***ing with me. They too ill prepared. Don't you get it? I'm too ill to even be repaired. Ain't a vaccination for me. Only in evacuation. Save them home. I know that you mad.
He brought up vaccinations? Stop. Hold on. Is this relatively new or is this like old school? Even back then, Beasley's like anti-vax.
Oh, I don't.
I'm asking. Okay, no. I'm just. I wondered if this was timely.
I'm sure this has been timely.
I
for
was
him to
bring up his vaccine.
Yeah, this is probably. I would guess.
Which vaccine rap song did you like better, that one or Juvenile's "Vax That Ass Up"?
I thought Juvenile's "Back That Vax Up" not terrible.
No, "Vax That Ass Up."
I'm sorry, "Vax That Ass."
Gotta go vaccinate check, get it straight check. Girl, you look good. Want you vax that thing? I'm just a handsome young brother. Want you vax that thing? Dating real life, you need to vax that thing. I'm feeling freaky all night. You need to vax.
This would have played.
That's how you get to the
this would have played at Huskies, circa like 2000.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's around
2002 in Storrs, Connecticut. That
you're talking people of my age, my demographic.
That wouldn't work for you, Tyler. Tyler, you've been at the club known as Fenway Park. If that came on at Fenway, you'd dance to that.
Oh, I'm getting 2617 tall boys right now in the concourse. Let's
so,
go.
Real
let's
quick, go. Speaking about that, so if you missed it earlier, Alex Cora was like so pumped about the music at Fenway. Tyler came on and said how great it's been. I found the person who does not like the music at Fenway. You ready? The guy coming up next, Brian Barrett, texted me during that segment. I just saw this now. The music is way too effing loud.
Oh my God.
It's like a nightclub level. I hated it. Hated it, he says. Didn't like the music
Barrett doesn't like any music. He thinks all music is annoying.
I didn't know that about Barrett.
It makes me very afraid of him. He thinks all music is annoying.
He's a big gym guy. He listens to like podcasts of the gym and not
exactly.
Music?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You might as well have been a part of the conversation.
Instead of lifting with Rise Against or Foo Fighters, he lifts to Mike Lombardi breaking down the X, the Y, and the Z.
Oh, that's pretty good. Our last call today brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to cars4kids.com, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Been a fun couple weeks hanging out with you guys. I appreciate it. I will not be here tomorrow. It'll be Lou and Fitzy and friends.
Look at that.
On trade deadline Friday. We'll see if the Red Sox do anything. See what the Celtics do tonight, baby. Pick 45. Tyler and Garvin, excellent job. Barrett is next with a mini Mud at Night and then Red Sox baseball, weather permitting. Goodbye.
You're home for the Sox. Station is WEEI.